You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
By God's grace, we are alive today. By His grace and mercy, Scripture makes us understand that for it's by His mercies that we are not consumed. Great is Thy faithfulness. Mark chapter 16, verse 17 to 18. And these signs shall follow them that believe in My name. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. This man understand that, yes, there are devils. We need to cast them out. There are serpents. They shall not harm us. If we drink any deadly thing, we shall escape without being hurt. In the name of Jesus, we shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. In this month, we are walking in power, in the power and authority of Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, our prayer is centered on Jesus, model of kingdom authority. Jesus, model of kingdom authority. From Matthew chapter 7, verse 29, for He taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Jesus is our perfect model of kingdom authority. His words and works carries weight in heaven and on earth and over hell. And this is Jesus is our perfect model. So this is what should be said of us. Now we know that Jesus, His word was from His Father. So the authority by which He speak, He said, as I hear, so I speak. And His Father testifies of Him. So we know that Jesus was not working in isolation, but He was speaking that which He heard from His Father. So the word carried weight. We must speak the word of God and not our word, that it might carry the weight of God's power and authority. We must come always in the name of Jesus Christ, the name that He's given unto us, the name which the righteous run to and are saved. We must not come in our own name or by our own authority. It is delegated authority that our Lord has given unto us. One time He called His disciples. He breathed upon them the Holy Spirit, and then He sent them out. Delegated authority, the power and authority received from our Lord Jesus Christ. That is what we must speak forth in the word. For His word was with power. So must our word be with power, not because we have a strong voice, or a powerful voice, or we have social influence because we are rich, but just speaking the plain truth of God, carrying the power of the word of God, the authority based on the victory that Christ Jesus has won, which brings authority in the word that we preach, the gospel of the kingdom that we preach, and not in our own word. We know from the book of John that if ye abide in Me and My word abide in you, ye shall ask whatsoever you will and it shall be done. The words now coming forth with power because we abide in him and his word abides in us. Today, our first prayer is from Mark chapter 1, verse 27. And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commanded he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. I read it one more time. And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commanded he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. We are praying that, Father in heaven, let my life and ministry carry your true authority. In Jesus' name, amen. As you pray, so it shall be. Lift up your voice and begin to pray right now. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
That as you sing, your songs will carry power. As you speak, your word will carry power. Power, power, power. Against all devils, in the name of Jesus, power. For with authority commanded he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey. Power and authority. Lord, let our word be with power. Let our song or our singing be with power. In the mighty name of Jesus, Shebedebea, Dodododoreaba, Rababayaba, Tabayan de Ebe, Bayan Dodododorebe, Shebedebea, Cabaraba, Rababayan de Ebedebe, Cabedebe, Bayan Dodododorebe, Abadabaya, Cabaraba, Rebebea, Cabedebe, and de Ebe. I am dead, Ebedebea, Badabaya, Bacabadaba, Rebebe, and Dododo de Ebe. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying our second prayer. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. The child was cured from that very hour. That very hour. Matthew chapter 17, verse 18. Father in heaven, let your authority in me bring real deliverance and healing to the oppressed in Jesus' mighty name. Lift up your voice and begin to pray right now. That very same hour. Let your authority, let the authority that I have in you bring real deliverance. Your authority in me, your Holy Spirit in me, God, by your Holy Spirit in me when I speak, let it bring real deliverance and healing to the oppressed in Jesus' name. Rabba bayan do 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 de be de be ya kaba bayan de de be de be ya kebe de be ya ba da ba rabba bayan de de be je be de be ya kaba da ba rama bayan de de be bayan do 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 de be de be ya be de be ya kaba da ba rebe be ya be de be ya de de be ayan do 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 de be de be ya kebe de be. In the mighty name of Jesus. Our last prayer, we are praying that how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Acts chapter 10, verse 38, we are praying, Father in heaven, anoint me with the Holy Ghost and power to go about doing good and breaking oppressions in Jesus' name. Father in heaven, Lord, manifest your power by your Holy Ghost in me as wherever I go, breaking oppressions in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to pray right now that the Lord, Jesus, by his Holy Spirit, would manifest a breaking or deliverance, breaking of oppressions wherever you go, wherever you go. Anyone that has an encounter with you, that by the power of the Holy Ghost, let every oppression in their life be broken and they be delivered in the name of Jesus. Oppressions come to an end in the name of Jesus. Rabba Baya do 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 de aba da baya ba da baya ka ba da ba ra ba baya de de ebe de be ebe ke be de be ebe she be de be aba da baya de de ebe de be aba da baya ba da baya da da baya de de ebe aba ra ba baya de. In the mighty name of Jesus, if you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, we see that there's power and authority in Jesus. This is not lesser authority. This is power and authority from God Most High through his Son Jesus Christ. And of course, without receiving and believing in Jesus, there is no way that you can access this power. By grace through faith, according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, are we saved? And when we are saved, he gives unto us his Holy Spirit, by whom we receive power to even to be witnesses to others. Power. If you want healing power, it is through Jesus Christ. So today, I'm inviting you to give your life to Christ Jesus. Just say this short prayer after me, believing in your heart, and it shall be so. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your mercies bestowed upon my life. Without you, Lord, I am condemned to death. Today, I repent of my sins, and I come before you that please have mercy upon me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, and Lord, by your Spirit, lead me to live a life that is pleasing unto you, and manifest your power and authority through my life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. We want to declare the greatness of the Lord in this song. Hallelujah. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great. In this service, please contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.